Welcome back to Victory Lane at Kentucky Speedway. We will, I know we have a good crowd here, and we also have Martin coming in here in just a bit. So we will not delay with any additional opening questions, but we will go ahead and open for questions if you have them for Cole Pern, Joe Garone, or Barney Visser. So who would like to kick us off? Anybody? Dustin Long is going to take us to the to the court. All right.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Cole, this, I know this may seem like a kind of a weird question to ask on a night where you guys won both stages and win the race in a dominant fashion, but some of the competitors feel like that they're starting to close the gap a little bit on you guys. Is that kind of a wishful thinking on their part? I mean, how do you feel about tonight? I mean, obviously, one sense it looks like it was quite a butt kicking, but there seems to be some hope in the garage, or at least they seem to be expressing that. Are they just fooling themselves?
I don't know. I just think, you know, for us, we've just been trying to push forward, trying to catch the guys that we feel have been a little bit better than us. So I think, you know, in our own little world, you know, trying to catch the 4 and 18 has been challenged, and we've just been plugging away at it. And to get over that hump tonight was a good feeling.
All right. Additional questions? Do we have any questions upstairs?
None.
All right, we'll come back to Dustin.
What did you feel like was the difference tonight for you guys? Like you said, you feel like you took a step forward, so what was so much different? Because you guys have had some strong runs on the mile and a half and been close here the last several races.
Yeah, we've just been continuing to gain on it. You know, there's been, you know, the rule changes this year has forced us to work on it and find a balance that we're happier with. And, you know, really just been plugging away, and you know, Martin's got a really good feel for this track, so definitely you know, plays into his wheelhouse for sure. And you know, really right off the truck, we had good speed, even though the balance wasn't perfect, and we just were able to work on it. So it's it was a smooth, just good feeling weekend. You know, it wasn't never hair on fire, just, you know, steady as she goes. And that was a good one. We definitely haven't had a lot of those this year, so it was nice to get one.
All right, I'll ask this question. To Cole or anyone who can answer, but prior to 2016, Martin only had two Monster Energy Cup wins, and now I believe tonight is his 19th. So talk a little bit about that. A majority of those have come with this team, but you know, what does that say with him as a driver that, you know, he's really kind of racked up the victories in the last, you know, couple years after having a pretty solid career in the Cup Series before the move to Furniture Row?
Yeah, I just think it, you know, kind of shows maturity on his point and just getting the right people together. You know, we've got a really good group, and, you know, all of us have been in the, you know, Cup Series for a long time and not had the success that we've had together. So it's, you know, it's just it's been an easy relationship right off the ground floor. And, you know, and ever since we've, you know, paired with Toyota and worked with JGR on a weekly basis, it's really put us over the top. And, you know, hopefully we just keep plugging away, and it's been a lot of fun the last few years, that's for sure.
All right, we have a couple other questions coming in. Okay, we'll take one downstairs.
I don't see it as a problem. I mean, you know, you look at the NBA and how successful it is, and it's pretty much all the best players stacked on the same team. So, you know, I think the world of sports like star power, and, you know, it just shows you as the rules have gotten closer together and the competition's gotten tighter, you know, the top drivers and top teams elevate to the top, the more even the playing field. So that's just it. You know, everybody screams they want parity, and we've got closer parity, and in that fact, you have more disparity, I guess.
All right, we'll go upstairs.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. For Cole, there were a couple guys tonight who seemed to make the most out of two-tire pit stops. Did you ever deviate from your strategy going in, or feel like you could fall victim to one of those?
I think we did once early in the race, which was fine. It was just, you know, product having track position, and knowing you had, you know, the strongest car, and you're just better off a lot of those times just to, you know, not beat yourself, keep four tires on it, keep plugging away. And, you know, those guys did really good on two. I mean, it wasn't easy for sure, but, you know, we knew in the long run we'd probably march them back down, and we were able to do that.
All right, we'll come back downstairs. Go ahead.
Mark Carroll, PR, and this is Joe and Barney. There it is. You've known the lean times in this deal. With all the wins you guys have had the last 3 years, just how do you feel about, you know, the momentum just keeping it? That, you know, this doesn't seem to be, you know, a passing, you know, fad. You guys seem to be in here the long haul to be consistent winners. And from where you started to where you are, just wondering how you guys feel about that now.
Yeah, well, it goes back a little bit back to the parity question. 5 years ago, you never heard of these guys, and you didn't think that much of Martin. But the truth is, he was that good, and they're showing it. I mean, the team comes together, and I think that's part of the sport. It can happen if you just keep working. It can happen.
All right, we'll get a microphone over to Steven, please.
Steve Conley, WQIO Radio. This is for all three of you. First quarter of the season, you guys were right there. Part of the top three, obviously, but it was more of Kevin and Kyle. This middle portion of this season so far that we've seen, it's been a lot of Martin and you guys running up front, running away, domination. Has there been something that's changed in the team that's really kind of put you over that top and now has put you basically into that point where a lot of people are looking at you as a repeat champion?
I don't know. I mean, I think just a lot of rule changes kind of over the off season that, you know, changed the balance and for us, and it's just been a steady progression, you know, trying to understand it. And, you know, it's so easy when you have success to fall into, you know, your old traps and the things you do. And, you know, we've kind of had to just throw that to the wind a little bit and just continue to work on the new problem that we have and try and find the best solution. As we've gained that mindset and through a lot of hard work, we've started to make ground on it.
All right. Additional questions? Dustin, do you have an additional one?
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Cole, it was at this time last year where you guys started really kind of turning things around and really kind of went on that long run. Are there similarities that you're starting to see with this group that what you saw last year, or are things so different that people are going to start making the comparison? Do you see that or do you not in what you guys did last year and what you're starting to do now?
Yeah, tonight was a big step in that for sure. I think for us, just, you know, we're just continuing to try and get better, and it's been a lot of hard work. We're our biggest critics for sure, and it's just it's pushed us to keep plugging away, and it's just, I don't know. It's I don't know if it's the same as last year or not, but we're just, you know, I think we've kind of thrown that away, and we just focused on the moment, and we'll see where the future takes us.
All right. Any additional questions upstairs? All right, coming back downstairs. Any final questions? Going once, going twice. All right. Congratulations, guys. Thanks for coming in.